Christian, thank you very much for your time.
Good morning, Julia.
Good morning. So firstly, to start off with, what does Yarrabingin mean?
So Yarrabingin comes from my grandparents' language, and it means we walk together. And I suppose Clarence and I feel that that reflects what our company is about, which is actually about collaborative design. It just happens to be at the moment where we've designed a rooftop farm.
Lovely. And what is the mission of the cultural startup and the rooftop farm?
I suppose for us it is about that idea of having human-centred design that incorporates Indigenous tacit knowledge, so wisdom, you know, our environmental wisdom. I mean, part of our spirituality is environmental consciousness, so that's what we're really about. And that can be everything from designing programs, from education to beautiful native landscapes.
Right, and so I imagine there would be a pretty comprehensive planning process involved in planting a rooftop farm. What are some of the key considerations that went into the process?
Well, I mean, just the engineering of it, of thinking about getting soil and plants and that on a roof, and, you know, we've got to make sure that it stays on the rooftop and doesn't end up in the second or third floor. So even the engineering of it. So the key thing was is, like, we had to think about the fact we had a restraint around 900 kilos per square metre on the roof. So when you put a cubic metre of soil in, that already weighs a tonne, then you add water to it. So we work with Junglefy to create a medium that will support the plants really well, but also is lighter, and then also the subsystem for it. And so it's essentially like a big sort of planter box on the roof that has different layers that help that, but also we can grow quite large plants in shallower soil profiles as well.
Right, and you've said that 100% of the plants are native Indigenous plants. What are some of your favourites? What kind of plants are we talking here?
Well, the ones that are pretty prolific, I suppose, are what are known as the Warragul greens, which are like a native spinach. My favourite would probably be what we've termed the June banana, which is often called a rounded noon flower, or Karkala is the word that's often used in South Australia. It's been used by chefs, and it's a little succulent that is amazing in Asian cooking. We actually had it at our recent opening. One of our mates is a chef. Did it with barramundi and lemon myrtle vinaigrette. So it's a fantastic plant that's sort of like this little soft little bed. It almost looks like you could lay down on it. So it's a beautiful, beautiful plant. Probably one of the other ones is that probably my favourite is we've got native raspberries up there, which come from the mountains where I'm from. So they are an amazing, and they're a true raspberry. This happened to be a native one, and an amazing, amazing plant. And the fact that we've got mountain plants next to coastal plants and riverine plants all on the one rooftop is probably something that we're really proud of.
It sounds like some kind of utopia, like a beautiful dream to just and so speaking of your high tea over the weekend, your event, how did that go? That was your first event.
Yeah, so we were keen to get people to think about engaging with the plants in different ways, and obviously food's so much of our culture. Everybody's right into their food and their food origin, and also the health benefits. So that was the idea, is just trying to open that up. And I suppose that's the idea of all of our workshops is to find different ways to engage. So, you know, in time for this weekend, we've got our native beeswax wrap. So, you know, the idea of not having glad wrap anymore. Yeah. We've got a pickling workshop coming up. And then again, we've got for people who are really into, you know, propagating their own plants and understanding our approach to bringing together a permaculture approach using native plants, is we've got that. But we're also hoping to introduce other bit art workshops just to utilise the space and hope people engage in the space.
There's also plans to extend the concept to the rest of South Everleigh precinct and tours of the garden as well. What other events besides the workshops do you have planned?
So we manage now the entire landscape. So we're looking to turn the entire 8-hectare site into essentially a forageable landscape. So people will be able to soon be able to do walking tours with our organisation to learn about that, but also to learn about some of the amazing mosaic of social history, Indigenous social history in the space. I mean, it's very important that we contribute to that. And I think that's the great thing is South Everleigh is so important to the Indigenous community for so many reasons, be it, you know, the place was this amazing sort of swamp land. And if you think about it, going up towards Waterloo and the landscape that was here before the city was here, but then also the social landscape of the space. So walking tours, we'll be running particular events, so where people will be able to come to rooftop dinners with particular chefs that we've got. So that idea, so we can only have 50 people on the rooftop at a time. So it's a nice intimate stuff. And then soon we'll be having our Sunday afternoon sessions, which will be bringing together up-and-coming Indigenous musicians with other friends of ours. And the idea is you can come for a Sunday afternoon and try a native cocktail and try a few things that we're going to make up from out of our garden. And then, enjoy hanging out with like-minded people, checking out the view across Alexandria and the South Eveleigh site.
Wow, so it's really just the beginning.
Yes, very, very much so. We've got big plans. Every time we go to Mervac and that, they're great. They're very accommodating. We have some crazy ideas and they go, yep, that sounds good. Go for it. So.
Oh, that's awesome. That's really cool. Christian, thank you so much for coming in and talking about the garden. It really is an exciting initiative and I hope it does, get a lot of people in and we can spread out over the city.
No worries. Thanks, Julia. I hope to see the 2SER crew come up and check
Our
rooftop up soon.
Yeah, for sure. Sunday afternoons, I'll be there.
Yeah, that's right.
Christian, thank you so much.
No worries. Thank you.